You know, I was just a good person, a teacher in the new age, finding power to become successful, until everything I believed was challenged by a holy God I didn't know.
Real life starts now.
This is Real Life Radio Show with On Lay.
I felt alone. I felt lost. I felt scared.
Real stories.
I was so desperate in living such a dark and callous life.
Real people.
I was thinking there was no purpose for my life. There's no reason for me to be here.
Real problems.
I told my dad, if you try to take these drugs, I'm going to kill you.
One solution. God.
Hope is a person, and his name is Jesus.
And now your host, On Lay.
Hi, this is Evangelist On Lay. Welcome to the Real Life Radio Show, where we're going to talk to real people who had real problems but found answers in a real God. Today, we're going to talk about the fact that many students are having a decline in religion but a huge increase in spirituality, specifically liberal New Age beliefs. In U.S. colleges and universities, you can see that those who prescribe to a religion declines from freshman to senior year, but an increasing incline to spiritual quests, looking for meaning, purpose, and higher levels of perception and reality. Could someone who is seeking New Age spiritual beliefs ever return back to their old religion, the old thing? Well, today we have Diego Hinojosa, who became so spiritual as a college student that he even became a teacher for others. But then one day he was challenged and confronted with what he tells us today is the supreme God and creator of the world. I can't wait to find out what changed him so much. Diego, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Diego, so it's great having you, man. And when you're in college pursuing a possible medical degree, I understand you're becoming increasingly spiritual, like you even forsook your childhood faith in order to pursue greater spirituality. Is that right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, I was actually in medical school pursuing a medical degree to really follow that career.
Yeah.
And it was very interesting because during that time, like many other students, I'm sure they can relate, that there's a lot of studying involved, especially when it's for big exams.
Mm-hmm.
So during that time, I was studying for this huge national exam. I was getting closer to that date.
Wow.
And I was studying 6 to 8 hours a day.
Sheesh.
I even had to like skip a Christmas, you know, with my family because I was so dedicated to that exam.
Wow. So you've had a lot of pressure.
Yeah, so much pressure. And I was really approaching burnout, to be honest.
Mm.
And I had to step back and think, what's the purpose of all this? Is this really worth it? Is there something bigger, like a bigger calling upon my life, maybe?
Interesting.
And yeah, and eventually I had to rethink my life and I started going on YouTube, the internet, where so much information is out there.
Yeah.
I started going on YouTube and just searching for videos related to self-improvement and purpose and things like that.
Mm.
And before I knew it, I was following this spirituality pathway that was different from what I originally knew about.
Well, how did you grow up? You grew up in like a Catholic religious faith, is that right?
Yeah, my family's Catholic, but I wouldn't say a serious, you know, we weren't serious about it. We went to church, you know, most Sundays.
Mm.
I did do most of the religious traditions. Like I was baptized when I was a baby. I got my first communion, got confirmed.
Wow.
All those sorts of things. But it was more traditional. We didn't really have any spiritual connection with God or anything like that, or with scriptures.
So it wasn't like real to you when you were younger?
Yeah, definitely not. It was very on a superficial level.
But then the stuff that you were experiencing in college, it felt more real then, didn't it? All the New Age stuff, it gripped you more. Is that right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. What's a popular word in that New Age is resonate. Yeah, I resonated with that belief system because it really puts you in the driver's seat and you feel good that you can have control over your life.
Wow. Now, I understand you're always a good child. You're a good person. But then as you got older, you had new friends who were older and they introduced you to the party scene. Describe that.
Yeah. So when I was in school, of course, I'm studying and everything. But after the exams, and this was a common thing, we would all celebrate, or maybe not really celebrate because we don't know our grades yet, but we would just go out and try to relieve our stress from all this studying.
And drink.
Yeah, drinking and the party scene, the bars and parties and things like that.
But then eventually got into like drugs and things like that. Is that right?
Yeah. So, you know, I was doing the drinking thing with my friends and everything. And it's fun at the time, but then eventually you start realizing the side effects of it, like the vomiting and the hangovers and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one day I was on Instagram and I was looking at a post that popped up and it was mentioning the benefits of weed over alcohol. You know, saying that it's more healthier, it's natural, and there's no hangovers with it.
Wow.
You know, things like that. And it kind of got my interest. I never thought about ever doing that before, but it's interesting.
Right, you're a medical student.
Yeah, I'm a medical student, which ironically enough, it made me more interested in it. So I did more research on it, you know, to just get more information, right?
Yeah.
So I started looking at documentaries on it, reading scholarly articles, videos, people testifying of their experiences with it. And I came to the conclusion that if I was ever offered it, I would be willing to try it. I didn't want to force it, you know, but I was open to it if it ever came up. And eventually it did. And long story short, I fell in love with the plant.
Wow. So you really digged it. Now, I understand that while you fell in love with it, that love morphed into seeking for more spirituality and New Age beliefs. Why do you think these beliefs appealed to you as a college student at the time, along with the weed?
Yeah. So in the beginning, it was just more of a social thing, you know, just smoking with friends and in groups.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a fun time. But then eventually I ended up going heavier on the use. So I was smoking like several times a day.
Oh, wow.
And this was by myself. And that environment really made a difference. Because now that I'm alone, now I'm thinking of bigger questions and I'm thinking more of my thoughts in a deeper level within myself.
What kind of questions were you thinking at the time?
Well, like life purpose questions.
Okay.
You know, I started to believe in reincarnation as a possibility of the afterlife.
Interesting.
And then you add that with these videos that I'm watching on YouTube, you know, saying you're chosen and you're special, you're from a different planet. It goes real deep.
From a different planet?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you're being taught that you're from a different planet.
Well, in the very beginning, that's not what I was learning, but it was mainly like a law of attraction, you know, manifesting your life.
Okay, I see.
By positive thinking, right?
Mm-hmm. So you're just trying to help your grades and trying to help your life out at first.
Exactly. Yep.
And then it morphs into like believing that you're from a different planet and that you're chosen by aliens, I guess, then is that right?
Yeah. I mean, eventually you'll get to the point where they'll have names for like, oh, you're a star seed or you're a light being, or you're basically from a different star or a galaxy or a planet.
That
and
is,
you're actually...
That is out of this world, my friend. No, I'm just kidding. But I mean, I know this is a lot of young people. They bring this stuff to me and now I'm understanding. So you're learning it on YouTube and, you know, these New Age teachings. Now, you got so into it that you started teaching it. You actually became a teacher. You're teaching other people it, but then you were challenged by a Christian you met on Omegle. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so I actually had started a business, an online business to be a mindset coach, to teach and help and guide people to achieve their dreams using these practices, right? Like the law of attraction and all that.
Yeah.
I wasn't teaching them about the alien stuff, but just, you know, more the basic level stuff.
Yeah.
But I had started that. I had already made the courses and everything. And at the same time, I was making music. So I go on this website called Omegle, which actually no longer exists anymore. But it's a random video chat website. So you can talk to people around the world randomly, one-on-one. So I ran into this guy and he happened to be a Christian. And he was telling me his story of how he met Jesus and how he used to actually practice the things that I was currently doing at the time.
Oh, so he used to be into New Age teachings himself.
Yeah, yeah. That's what really caught my eye. I was like, wow, because this was considered, at least in my head, a unique thing. Like, no one knows about this. I know the knowledge that no one knows, you know?
Yeah, the secret pathways. And he's kind of like, oh, yeah, I've been there, done that.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, it's Jesus. I'm like, wait, what do you mean? And then he just started telling me about the Bible and different verses and really convicted me. I was like, maybe I'm on the wrong path here. What's going on?
So you started kind of doubting. Now, Diego, let's stop here. I want to hear more about how this encounter really changed how you were thinking. And then I understand you had an encounter with God yourself. So, Diego, I can't wait to have you back to tell us that story.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't go anywhere. Let's talk more about what you just heard right after the short break.
If you have a testimony you would like to share, you can audition to be on our show. Just go to www.therealliferadioshow.com. Click on Tell Us Your Story and follow the directions. You can fill out the guest release form and we will get back with you as soon as possible. If you need prayer or someone to talk to, you can always text us at 877-325-8030. Again, that's 877-325-8030. We look forward to seeing your text.
Real Life Radio is a ministry of Awakening the Nations, a 501c3 nonprofit organization that depends on your donations. If you would like to find out more about us or to make a tax-deductible donation, please visit our website at www.therealliferadioshow.com. That's www.therealliferadioshow.com. Please help us to expand the reach of these shows. We couldn't do it without you. More Real Life starts now.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to go deeper into what you just heard. So what do you think about this? Diego's story really demonstrates how many students come in with religious beliefs when they're younger, but then their environment or maybe what's being taught in the universities can become like a blender to that person's religious beliefs. You know, it isn't necessarily a bad thing because real faith will stand when being tested. And I'm saying real faith. I remember when I was in college and when I was an atheist, I fit right in. But when I had an encounter with Christ Jesus and became a Christian, I felt like I was the only one standing. Of course, that wasn't true, but the environment definitely wasn't pro-Christian. It's really interesting that for Diego, it started with just having fun with friends, doing marijuana for an experience and being with community. But then you hear how it evolves into this much deeper pursuit for meaning and understanding to see what life is all about. If you listen closely, his motive for getting into New Age beliefs is because he was seeking more power, seeking success. Did you catch that? He sought these New Age beliefs because they gave him promises for just those things. Who wouldn't want that? I mean, no wonder so many are following by the droves in college and just in life in general. It seems appealing. But could these beliefs be destructive? Diego was just believing that he could envision his future. The universe would see his positive energy flow and good things would just flow to him. In this belief system, there's no cost to receiving power. But just by following some basic steps, anyone could manifest good things and push bad things away from themselves. But does this even work? The truth, there's always a cost to everything. Wouldn't we agree? But one would have to assess this. Who or what is it that's bringing those quote-unquote good things to a person when they're vision boarding? And at what cost? According to ancient scriptures, it's written in Proverbs chapter 14, verses 12. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Why, you may ask? Well, according to ancient writings, this format of reaching out spiritually to an unknown and then to just receive good things out of thin air, it's a form of witchcraft. You see, there is a cost. And what if the cost costs you spiritually? Beloved, according to ancient scriptures, this isn't the universe bringing good things, but rather it's a form or a spell or meditation that's summoning something dark, something demonic. Father God, I'm praying that you bring illumination as we listen to Diego's story. Show us, God, the truth, Lord Jesus, for the person who's saying, I need you, Jesus, we receive you, we believe in you. We're asking for illumination. We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name. I hope you're blessed by this testimony, and I know that your life was touched.
You can listen to The Real Life Radio Show on Spotify, Alexa, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Samsung, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. See you next time.